Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. It's 5:40. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
My car heater this morning, I swear to you, it felt like sitting by a fire on a cold winter's night. It was absolutely perfect. It's not that cold. It's 39 degrees, but it's cold enough for a jacket and the heater in your car. And it felt so good this morning when I pulled up in the roof parking lot.
Yeah. It was chilly yesterday because it was damp and rainy and dreary. And I had to take my heat off 69. I was pretty disappointed.
What did you set it on?
Just 70. Just to get it to kick on.
Just one more. Because when you hear it come on and you feel the little bit of heat, it makes you feel better.
Exactly.
You feel warmer, yeah.
And I don't like it hot in the house because I like to wear sweatshirt and sweatpants and socks and blankets. Like, I like all that stuff too. So I don't want. But I needed to just like take the dampness out of the air.
Right. Speaking of things you like to do. In my little odds and ends thing coming up, there's a story in there that made me think of you.
Ooh, let me guess which one.
I want to share it with you coming up.
Should I be nervous?
No. It's just, you should be. As soon as I saw it, I thought, Amy, that reminds me of Amy. Amy knows this. Most people don't know this, but Amy knows this. So you'll find out when we do it here.
All right.
What'd you guys do yesterday? Did you take a nap? Who's guilty of napping yesterday?
Right here.
I knew you would.
I fell asleep for an hour.
I knew you would be.
You did? I did not. I ran some errands. I had to take books back to the library. I didn't read. I had three books. I didn't read a single one of them. I read like 10 pages in each, and I kept having to reread the 10 pages because I kept forgetting everything. And I kept renewing them, and I was like, let me just take them back. I'm not going to do this to myself.
Those Dr. Seuss books are pretty hard.
They are. When they don't rhyme, I'm like, why?
Why?
Why bother?
Tough day for you yesterday.
May I have your attention, please?
What time do you have to be at the radio station?
Like right now.
Like right now?
What is there, an echo in here?
So early.
We still got a job to do.
I get it, but why do you have to go so early?
Because it's called
a Tuesday morning show.
So you see,
morning is actually in the name.
Oh, right.
Now, if you'll excuse me.
It's showtime.
It's 6:04 now, and in an effort for Chase and I to get some extra attention thrown our way, it's International Men's Day today.
Oh,
and
yes.
And immediately, Amy says that we can't get special treatment because we're just national men.
Yeah, you're not international, you're national.
We can't be international men of mystery.
No.
We are. I've been to Honduras on a cruise.
You're wearing a wolf t-shirt, and you're wearing an ECU t-shirt.
No, I am wearing a wolf shirt.
I should have worn my vest.
This is how you want to show up on International Men's Day?
I got to be honest with you. I put little effort into getting ready today. It was the first thing I put my hand on. I just pulled it over my head and left.
Yeah.
No thought.
Wait a minute.
Same here.
Have the rest of the days been you trying?
I'm going to turn your mic off again. You're done today.
You hear that stupid laugh of hers?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wake up with the Wolf Show with Dale O'Brien, Amy, and Chase. And when I saw this yesterday, I thought of Amy.
Oh, I'm intrigued.
Well, here it is. Evidently, over half of Americans have no idea how much protein, fat, carbs, sugar, etc. should be in their diet. And they also have no idea what the correct portion size is that they should be eating.
Mm.
And Amy's very conscious of this. And you can just bet that whatever you think the correct portion size is, it's about half that.
Yeah, half that.
It's small.
It is. I actually bought a food scale to measure because it's hard to judge those things.
Yeah.
So to get exact measurements, until you get used to it, what it looks like on site, you know what I mean? Until you're able to judge it. But generally, I feel like where people really mess up, like, so not getting enough protein, or people who are trying to, like, if they're trying to lose weight, they'll have like one egg. Like one egg is 6 grams of protein, and it's the fat. There's fats and stuff in there too, but it's all, it's like nutrient dense. The yolk is nutrient dense. The general rule is 30 grams of protein within 30 minutes of waking up. You should aim for over 20 grams of protein at every meal. You should be eating 1 gram of protein for every, for however much you weigh. So I weigh 180, and I try to eat about 180 grams of protein. And of course, it depends what you're trying to do. If you're trying to maintain or gain or lose, you know, whatever you're doing. I'm currently trying to do a clean, lighter bulk because I want a fat booty. I'm trying to have a good personality. It's exhausting.
Have a peach.
Yes.
So then, you bought a food scale.
Yeah,
right.
And then I use my MyFitnessPal to track macros. And I was telling you guys off the air about everything I ate yesterday, and I was still in my macro count. I was just so hungry.
I had a Pop-Tart, then another Pop-Tart.
I find that anytime you're doing that kind of thing, something about your mind makes you want to eat more. It makes you want to. I don't know why. It does it to me.
That's the thing. You know, we were talking about it. I'm not joking. People get runner's high. I get food high. You know, exactly. Oh, my gosh. This is great.
And once that food is in your gut, you crave it more because the bacteria is in there. It wants more of what it already has.
Yeah. So there you go.
A fun fact, you should be drinking half of your weight in water. So again, I should aim at 180 to try to drink 90 ounces of water every day. Plus, like on days that I work out and sweat, another 20 to 30 ounces.
There you go.
I'm nowhere near that.
No, he came in the other day and it was, what was it, like 10 a.m. And he's like, oh, I just went to the bathroom, reminded I had asparagus last night for dinner. I was like, you haven't drank enough water to get that out of you yet? That's been over 12 hours. That's disgusting.
Okay. Well, I fell asleep after more. I ate and
all right.
I woke up.
All right, so there's your nutrition brief for today.
Drink water right
at
now.
6:27, she's drinking her water. Best NFL cities in America, number 2, Carolina Panthers have the best fan base. And the best city, and the second best city for football, Charlotte.
Eh.
I wouldn't say that from this weekend. Well, they got to hand it to them.
I know. Hey, speaking of Charlotte, get this, more hero work here. Firefighters in Charlotte recently called to a grocery store after a 3-year-old girl got stuck in a shopping cart. She climbed into the cart and got her knee jammed between the cart and its racing car-themed seat. The store employees were unsuccessful in their attempt to disassemble the cart to get her out. First responders quickly arrived and used the jaws of life to pry the cart apart to get the toddler out of the buggy.
You know, that reminds me of a story my dad told me growing up. okay, you want to go ahead?
No, I want to hear what kind of country redneck logic you're going to...
Did you hear about the girl that got stuck in the claw vending machine?
No.
The fire department took $10 in quarters to get her out.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Amy, and Chase. Check your Spectrum bill. They're about to jack you for another 5. Evidently, they claim they're making improvements. What improvements are those? We don't know yet.
It's just their cost of living. They just decide that, hey, listen, We haven't. We just need this more. We just want more money. And what do you do? How do you argue this? For me, and we've talked about this because, you know, my year came up in September where now I'm no longer on promotional pricing.
Yeah.
But where I live in Greensboro, there are no other internet options.
Monopoly.
So my bill went from $44.99 to $70.99. And then they upped it $4. This cost of whatever it is, their upgrade, because Chase ended up calling last night. I didn't. I was just like, you know what?
Yeah.
I saw the news article and I was like, I'm not even going to waste my time because I'll sit on hold for 20 minutes and I'll be furious. And is this worth $4?
We're in a group text and Chase fired the first round there saying, have you looked at your bill? I'm getting jacked. I don't like this. I'm so furious. And then he calls them to get some firsthand information. And what did you find out?
It's just, you know, we're upgrading. You know, we upgrade our systems and services and things like that.
Your bill, though, only went up. Your bill now, even with that increase, is what, $54?
$60.
Oh, it's $60 now?
It's $60.
Why is yours less than mine?
Because I argued with them and got $10 off.
What was your argument? Because I was so freaking nice. Never again in my life will I ever be as nice as I was nice to that stupid Spectrum rep. Every single one I talked to. And all they would go is, well, your promotional period is up. I'm like, I understand that.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, why would it go
so much?
Yeah, why would you up it? It was like 58% that they up it. I'm like, why are you doing that?
With no like speed upgrades or anything.
No.
And like, give me a little bit.
I swear to God that ever since the October was the new bill, it's even slower. At least twice, because I watch a lot of Netflix. Mm. At least twice I have to get up and just unplug my Fire Stick and plug it back in to like reset it. Because it's like buffering all the time.
So you're paying for the basic speed that they offer, which is probably 100 meg. Is that what you're
and
getting?
That's what she told me. She's like, well, you got the lowest one. I'm like, yeah, because it's the cheapest one.
I'm not paying over $70, sweet cheeks.
Plus,
it's insane.
100 meg should be plenty of speed for Netflix to work perfectly.
Think of 100 meg 5 years ago.
Oh, can't get their head around that.
No. And so it's just the cost of living, basically. And I mean, what are you going to do? There's a monopoly.
That's right. You can't do it.
And don't you feel like this, like rat in a cage frustration where you're like, I have no control over anything.
Yeah. Yeah. On this situation, we have no control.
There's no argument. You just have to eat that money, which is infuriating because you're like, you know, for the most part, you don't just, they can just increase at random, but that's not how after I moved, you know, my rent just went up. Everything's gone up now.
Yeah. It's like when Duke Power said, yeah, we need to increase our profit margin. And we're going to
remember that. Yeah.
And we're going to increase your rate.
We get like better on the New York Stock Exchange. We got to raise the rate.
Yeah. Like why can I just go into our boss and be like, I need more money because all my bills are going up.
Yeah, they would go.
They go, actually, we need you to volunteer more.
Yeah, you got an extra Saturday.
It looks good. It makes up for you having a mouth if you do nice things.
Yeah.
That's what I get
told. Salt
or
something.
Yeah.
Everybody's going crazy over these Miranda Lambert tickets.
Yeah.
I can't believe the show is this weekend.
I know. And what was fun is my mom and my aunt are in town, and we had to buy our own tickets.
Yeah.
So enjoy winning them. Yeah, three times a day, yeah, all week long.
Perk of the business.
Yeah. They're like, and I got a message from one of our listeners like, oh, I hope you guys enjoy the meet and greet and get, you got good tickets. I'm like, well, we bought them and there is no meet and greet for me, but thank you.
Yeah. Well, but you're going to have a fun time with your mom and your aunt while they're in town.
Yeah,
so that's going to be good. But yes, you have more chances to win. We have another opportunity for you to win this morning.
It's coming up. Turkeys and tickets. You can listen for this. You're going to hear your cue to call around 9:30. Don't call now. If you call now, you get on the do not win list.
Yeah. And that's forever.
Yes,
forever.
Sometime between 9:30 and 9:45, you'll hear what we call the cue to call. And you'll go ahead and make your call then, and you'll be going to the show too. Miranda Lambert this weekend.
We'll tell you the number. It's 680-WOLF. And if you're not good at spelling or maybe finding those numbers, it's 680-9653.
You're so thoughtful, Amy. Thank you.
Wow.
More of the Wake Up with the Wolf Show next.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show, 6:54. It's good news story time.
Okay, this is a heart melter. There's a 3-year-old boy. His name's Hiram Harris. He's battling acute lymphoblastic leukemia. But he says he gets strength from watching The Rock's character Maui in the movie Moana. So The Rock made Hiram a video.
I heard that you love a movie called Moana. And I also heard that you watch Moana almost 10 times a day because the character you love, Maui, gives you strength. Honestly, listen, kid, I could go on and on. I could explain every natural phenomenon. The tide, the grass, the ground. Oh, that was Maui just messing around. I killed an eel and I buried its guts. Sprouted a tree, now you got coconuts. What's the lesson? What is the takeaway? Don't mess with Maui when he's on a breakaway. And the tapestry here on my skin is a map of the victories I win. Look where I've been. I make everything happen. Look at that mini Maui just tick-a-tick-tapping. What can I say except you're welcome? Stay strong, and thanks for inspiring everybody around you, Hiram, including myself.
How great is that? You know that that just absolutely made that little boy's day.
Yeah. Lit him up, I'm sure, man.
Man, the Rock right there, he's a great guy. I've never heard anything bad.
The Rock does a lot of stuff like that, and he's super, and you know, with the exception of him obviously being on steroids. which for some reason he's like, I'm just in the metal gym or whatever he calls it. You know, the metal concrete jungle, whatever his thing is. I'm like, okay, well, there's also other factors that are helping you.
He is freakishly large.
He is, but seems like a super cool dude. Did you meet him? Did you tell me you met him?
I've interviewed him twice.
Is he like that in person?
Yeah, he's really good at the self-deprecating stuff. He doesn't take himself very seriously when he's around other people.
And Dale could never smell what the Rock was cooking.
That's what he did there.
What? We're having a good story here. We're having a good moment, Chase.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Amy, Chase. Quickly, there's something going to happen at about 7:30. Now, you guys pretty much set this up, so please explain what's going to happen.
So, Chase has a brother that has kind of distanced himself from the family.
Black sheep.
Yes, he sets off. He's trying to get his career going in country music. I guess maybe he didn't want to use you and your connections in country radio.
If that's the case, you know what? I respect him. If that's the case.
If that's the case. So his name's Matt?
Yes, Matt.
Matt Matthews?
Matthews. Okay. It's great to shorten it to Matt.
Yes, it's very confusing.
And he'll be in at 7:30 with his single.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So he actually has recorded a single, and we are going to hear that this morning.
Yes.
Supposedly, he's got like a snippet of it somewhat, so.
The EP is soon to be out.
Yeah. So
we get first taste. A little nibble.
7:30 this morning right
here. I'm excited. Is he like you? I have so many questions.
I haven't talked to him in 8.5 years.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa. Ooh, this is awkward.
Since 5 after laughter.
My dad would have thought he'd be safe anyways, you know. In his car. He loved his car. Who? His Bonneville. It's my Bonneville. He didn't introduce it to people. It's my Bonneville. It's my family over there. It's an American-made car. You could drive it head-on to a train and live. You gotta try that, Dad. He loved that car, man. Try to get the car. That was a big deal. You know that? Hey, Dan, I cleaned the garage. I did the lawn. I built that addition. Can I use the Bonneville? Take the Rambler. Oh, it's got a pink door. When I was a kid, we didn't have doors on the cars.
Hear 5 after laughter every morning at 7:05 on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show.
Dale knows everything!
And how it works is we'll ask Dale a question. He'll either know the answer or make it up. You have to decide which it is. And if you get it correct, we'll hook you up with a brand new copy of Let's Sing Country Volume 4. It's a new video game for you. And we have multiple whatever game system you have.
What's the subject today?
Well, that's a great question, Dale. It is your favorite subject, food.
Nice.
93.1 The Wolf, who's this?
Jessica.
Jessica, we're going to play Dale Knows Everything, How It Works. As we'll ask Dale a question, he'll either know the answer or make it up, okay?
Okay.
All right, Dale, your question today. This fast food chain only plays music inside of their stores by people who are dead. What's the chain?
My friend Neil, back in Kentucky, owns the franchise locations for Moe's Southwest Grill. Now, I'll add something to this. They do only play music by dead artists, but they will also add in remakes of songs by dead artists, even though those artists are alive. So Moe's, I think, is the answer.
Jessica, does Dale know everything? Or is he wrong?
Oh, my Lord, that's a difficult one, but I'm going to say he knows everything.
He does know everything.
Yeah. Why? Why do you have this in your I don't know. You know
my
what?
Friend Neil. He owns those restaurants.
Whatever.
Congratulations, Jessica. You're getting hooked up with a copy of Let's Sing Country Volume 4.
Woohoo. Thank you.
This is the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. 93.1 The Wolf.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Amy, and Chase. A bit of a tense morning around the inside of the radio station as the estranged brother of Chase has arrived at the radio station.
Now, Chase left the studio. He couldn't handle this, doing this on air.
We've had to separate them. Chase is now in the green room.
He left.
Walked away.
But his brother, your older brother at that, Matt Matthews, has joined us. So, Matt, good morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
You haven't talked to Chase. It's been, Chase told us, about 8 years. So we're not going to focus on that, though.
That's good. I don't want to focus on him.
Let's talk about you. You are working towards a career. And Dale, he's got a cassette. So I don't know. Do we have, can we find
here,
some?
Let me slide that over to you.
I've got the cassette here.
Okay. So you've been working on a music career.
Mm-hmm.
You have a single that we're going to hear a snippet of here in a moment. What's it called?
Wait, it's called Country Loving, Freedom, and Family.
That's, I feel like you hit every single topic you could.
Every stereotypical country music theme.
And I'll be honest with you, when you listen to this, when you plug that sucker in, it's going, it's America.
So let's get to know you, but before we hear your song, where do you live? Where are you living right now?
I'm from the big town of Rayford, North Carolina. Now, that's it's a little small town, a little smaller than Winston-Salem.
It's a lot smaller than Winston-Salem, to clarify that.
Well, we got a Bojangles.
Okay, that's all you need. That's everything you need. What are you married? Do you have kids? Any kids?
I don't have... I'm not married, first of all, and I don't have any kids. Not that I know of.
So, Dale, what do you say we?
Yeah, all right, I've got the cassette.
We stopped. You got it all queued up and ready to go.
This right, gonna be this good. This good.
What's this song called again?
It's called Country Loving, Freedom, and Family.
Okay, let's hear it.
Hit it.
I grew up on a farm. I love my mama. Fence night out, we're at Benihana. I'm a Carolina fan. I'll never support Bama. Married my wife. Her name is Tamara. I lay in bed at night and thank the Lord. A full belly and a field of corn. Live in my hometown, the house where I was born. And all I want is what I need, nothing more. Friday night, fire and cold Bud Light. Gas tank is full and freedom inside. Baby, yep. Snuggled up in a blanket, curled up tight. Love this country. Yeah, I'm feeling all right. America.
Okay.
No,
Matt
thanks.
Matthews.
Plug in with the Wolf Show. Well, you just heard it. Country loving, freedom, and family.
What'd y'all think of that? Speechless.
Yeah, me too.
I know.
Yes.
Speechless.
Speechless is a good word to describe it. We have Matt Matthews. This is Chase's older brother. You guys are you? You're maybe working on repairing the relationship. Chase had to leave the room. It's been a little tense in here, a little uncomfortable.
He hasn't talked to me for 8 years. Oh well, about 8 and a half, almost 9 years. I'll be honest with you. I thought he disappeared off the face there.
No, he's just been right here on the show. Let's maybe, in an effort to reconnect, do you guys have any like good memories together from when you were a kid? What's something, tell us about Chase as a kid, because he doesn't talk much about it.
Growing up, he invented the refrigerator door alarm.
No, okay,
oh, get out. That's we're not going back to that again.
Didn't happen. We've heard about this. There's no proof.
I saw it myself.
Yeah, there's the
get
proof.
Out, Matt.
There's the proof we've been looking for right there. I know everybody's planning their Black Friday strategies. You're either going to go out and go shopping. People say they're not going to go out shopping, and every single time they go, you know what? I'm going to go because I want to get this deal.
I have not once, gone Black Friday shopping.
Doesn't really?
We used to have, when I was in Delaware, we used to have a live broadcast at the mall on Black Friday morning. The morning show would go out and broadcast live from the mall all day.
That's cool.
You know, there's going to be a line at 6 o'clock.
Jam-packed.
Walmart is a very popular Black Friday shopping destination. Mm-hmm. They have huge buying power, and they usually have some incredible deals on Black Friday. And for the first time this year, again, I'm telling you this because if you're planning your Black Friday strategy now, it's just a little over a week away. Walmart is going to start its in-store Black Friday sale at 6 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day.
Wow.
They haven't done this before. They usually start first thing in the morning, but they are going to start it at 6 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day. Their Black Friday sales will start online at 10 p.m. Eastern on Wednesday, November 27th. That's before Thanksgiving.
What, this is insane.
Yeah.
It's going to just go further and further. And people complain about it, but the problem is that the demand is obviously there or they wouldn't do it.
They also announced that their pre-Black Friday deals will start on November 22nd.
That's Friday. That's this Friday.
So they have a selection of pre-Friday deals, pre-Black Friday deals. Try to say that three times today. That they're going to start on Friday. So I hope you got all that, because if you're planning on hitting Walmart, you can now do it starting at 6 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day.
I don't have money.
Is this not, which I understand if you have a lot of people to buy for, but like really check the deals. Is it, because a lot of times it's just hype. You know what I mean? Like they'll knock it down a few dollars, but you can get the same deal the week before or the week after. You know, it's not like that major of a savings. But like, isn't this sad? We're just a pathetic crew we are.
I know. And plus, is it worth a fist fight in the electronics department at Walmart? Over $10 off.
$10, no.
Nimrod News headline time. I will give you the headline, guys. You will get a location. Either the name of the city. This is a domestic place.
Okay.
Or you can just give me the state. Whatever. And if you need a hint, let me know. I have to abbreviate the headline because the headline would give it away if I don't.
Okay.
All right. Man with Chucky mask robs store.
I would like a hint, please.
Close to home.
West Virginia.
Yeah, that's your guess.
I'm going to say, should I say it?
Say it.
North Carolina.
Yeah, you're right. North Carolina's a spot.
No doubt.
In fact, write down business 40 here at Winston-Salem.
No.
It's true.
Chucky mask?
Here we go. Here's what happened. Winston-Salem police are investigating a Sunday night armed robbery at the Northwest Discount Store on West Northwest Boulevard. Store personnel told police a man with a handgun and Chucky mask entered the business around 10 p.m. and approached the front counter. Now, okay, this is already sounding frightening to me. That Chucky mask is scary. The man demanded personnel give him all the money. All the money.
Not just some.
All.
Store personnel complied and gave him the money. The suspect took an undisclosed amount of cash and several other items before leaving the area on foot in a northeast direction.
I mean, think about this. You're right now, our studio overlooks the front door.
Yes.
If a guy comes in with a Chucky mask, I'm just going to be like, take whatever.
Yeah,
Take it all, and then please leave.
That's why we have insurance.
Take the flower arrangement.
Yeah.
Take the candy jar. Take all that. Yeah. Those magazines, take them.
Here, you want that logo
on the
wall?
You want the chair? Yeah.
Take it. Looks comfy.
The Winston-Salem Police Department asked that anyone with information regarding Chucky call the Winston-Salem Police Department at 336-773-7700 or Crime Stoppers. Crime Stoppers may also be contacted via Crime Stoppers of Winston-Salem on Facebook.
When do you decide to put the Chucky mask on?
Yeah,
because you don't want to be too close, because if the outside of the building has cameras, you'll get caught.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that defeats the purpose. So do you put the mask on, like, down the block?
You would, probably.
You would. Yeah, that's how I would do it. That's for sure. Yeah, I put the Chucky mask on about a block away.
That's how you did it?
Yeah.
that's how I did it.
Wake Up at the Wolf Show, 8:13. We just found out the application for the patent for the refrigerator door alarm has expired.
Has expired. Yeah, shout out to Ashley Michelle, who hit me up on Snapchat. She said we were in like the fourth grade, so Chase might end the reason for the invention, but who's to say?
How old would you say you were when you invented the refrigerator door alarm?
Grade-wise, I believe I was in sixth grade.
So what year would that have been?
This whole thing can be very serendipitous, man. You could move in there and get your credit.
If you were like 11 in sixth grade or 12.
Somewhere around in there, yeah.
What year were you born?
91.
So that would have been...
So let's just say...
2003, 2004,
exactly.
Somewhere along in there.
Let's just say 2002.
Right. Okay, well, this was filed in 1998.
Okay. All right. Well,
it doesn't mean you didn't come up with the idea first. You just didn't let anybody know about it.
What?
You're the genius kid from Climax.
Dale, what are you talking about? Stop. Wait a minute. I forget how young he is. In 2003, you thought you invented the refrigerator door alarm? Like you hadn't heard one before?
And now it's time for
Things You Need to Know.
During the 90s, I never liked the style of Mustang that was out. It just seemed like a weird version to me. But this time, it's a very interesting twist on the Ford Mustang. It's going to be an all-electric called the Mach-E. It's going to be made in Mexico, and it'll have a starting price at $44,000.
Oh, cool. For the kid who peaked at 17 in high school, but now he has a family.
Right.
That's right. That's right. And the car will be able to go 230 miles on a single charge and will go from 0 to 60 in just over 6 seconds.
Yeah.
That is 10 miles an hour per second, in case you are wondering, Amy.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I'm going to look at this thing.
Yeah, take a look at it. There's the one that they show is like a blue color, which is nice. I like it. Let's go to China. A hotel spa. Sounds relaxing, right?
Does it?
Maybe. I've never been to China. But a 44-pound python recently crashed through the ceiling of a hotel spa in China. Experts believe the python lived above the spa for at least 10 years.
Oh, God.
The police were called to the scene after the 10-foot snake fell onto the floor. It's believed the ceiling buckled under the enormous amount of weight. Because it ate too much, the python was released into the wild.
I don't want to know what kind of happy ending they were using that snake for.
Amy will be here all
the time. Guys, just let me be funny. Let me be great.
It would if you were funny. Sorry. We're so sorry. She'll be here at least to the end of the day. Today is a great national day. Today is Have a Bad Day Day.
Okay, all right.
Love it. So instead,
just unload it on everybody.
Sad day every day for me.
He's like the Eeyore over there. He's so mad. And last but not least, well, that's technically four things, so we'll just stay with four. Reed Hastings, the CEO of Netflix, was inspired to start the company after racking up a $40 late fee on a VHS copy of Apollo 13.
You know, I had heard that story somewhere before, and look what he did. Look what he accomplished. I mean, that guy's got to go to bed laughing.
Imagine if everything that angered you inspired you to be just super creative and successful.
They were so ahead of their time. They really were.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they were mailing out these DVDs, but they were super early on the streaming front.
Mm-hmm.
Super early.
Yep.
First in wins. They killed it.
Absolutely.
Killed it.
I watch it all. I love Netflix. I use it all the time. Although sometimes I will complain about the selection. I'm on, just to be honest, I'm like, there's nothing on here.
It does feel like that sometimes. But then a new month comes along and you're like, oh, there's 45 things I want to watch.
Ah, cool. Make my new list here. Yeah, exactly.
This has been today's edition of... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
What's the most expensive item on your kids' Christmas list? You know, they've already made one. Even my 16-year-old has already made a Christmas list. I'm sure it'll change later. But, you know, some interesting items.
New shoes on it?
No, he's backed off the shoes a little bit right now. But some girl in California has put out a Christmas list. It's pretty impressive.
10 years old. Her dad tweets this list. It goes viral because he goes, my 10-year-old daughter must be out of her mind with this Christmas list. Here are some things she asked for. It's 26 presents. And altogether, it's over $10,000 worth of presents.
Reasonable.
So, yeah. She wants an iPhone 11.
Yeah.
A new MacBook Air. A Chanel purse. Gucci slides. A pet rabbit. A GoPro camera. AirPod headphones. And she asked specifically for $4,000 in cash.
That's good.
Wonder what she's got planned for that. She sounds like she has something specific planned for that.
It sounds like the whole thing is actually like she's got some kind of business set up in her mind that she's about to work. Yeah.
She's like,
I just need a new Chanel purse and some Gucci slides to kick it all off.
Yeah. Thanks, Daddy.
I'm going to be meeting with clients.
Yeah. And I know that I'm poor because I always want to call the channel purse. I'm like, don't say your white trash thing.
Channel. Oh, I love that channel stuff. That's good stuff. How about you? What's the most expensive thing on your kids' Christmas list? Have they made their Christmas list yet?
After that, does it seem a lot more reasonable now?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.